Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, April the 6th. The grains closed lower. May corn down 3.25 cents, 756.5, pretty much in the middle of a 10-cent range. The wheat down 7 cents, 10.38 1/4. Again, we had about a 25-cent range. We were 9 off the lows. Beans down 11.5 cents, 16.19.5. 4 cents off the lows. The meal was back down 410. Oil was down 58 ticks. The crude oil closed down 573 a barrel, down to 96.23. I'm not sure what shook up the oil. I've been looking at the news here. I really didn't see too much. The big break started to come about 10 o'clock in the morning, and it just kept on going down after that. I haven't seen anything about a settling or a peace fire. So I don't know whether that's something else or not, but at any rate, I think that helped push the grains a little bit lower here today. We've got the WASDE on Friday. It doesn't look quite as bullish, but, you know, it's going to get more bullish over time is my guess. But the world carryouts really aren't bad. The only thing that's really tight in the world carryouts is the beans are down 1 million metric tons, but still plenty of beans around. You know, 1.4 billion bushel corn crop or corn carryout isn't small. 656 wheat, you know, it's about what they've been looking for. And the, but again, I think it's going to move lower. I think the corn's going to move lower. The beans 262. I don't know how much lower that's going to go. Somewhat, I guess, but I don't think as much as the bulls would like. So overall, this was the risk-off day out here. We kind of talked about it yesterday with the crude oil being down. I thought it'd be hard for the grains to rally. But we tried to rally one time. We got up to 10.55 early and then backed off of there. But overall, it was just kind of a day when most of the markets out here were lower. Dow Jones is down 86. The bonds are down a full point. The dollar is up. It's up 19 ticks. I think this is going to be a new contract. High and high close. Let me double check that real quick. Yeah, new contract high and high close. So that may have weighed on the grains as well. So tomorrow we've got Thursday to get ready for the reports. You know, I think at these prices, these are prices well worth protecting out here. Spend some money, buy some puts, let this market go wherever it's going to go. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.